Now, joining me from Leicester is Robert N. Lakish, political commentator. Thank you for being with us, Robert.
Thank you.
Well, the protests have entered the third week, and looks like nothing can stop Palestinians from protesting.
There is nothing that will stop them from protesting, and not even a decision at this point to reverse what has happened. Trump's decision should stop them protesting, because this is perhaps the only way they can get anywhere. And regardless of whether this decision was made by Trump or not, the reality on the ground was that the Palestinian people were being uprooted. They were having their land stolen. They were having their villages bulldozed. And they were being harassed on a daily basis. This was happening regardless of whether the decision was made. But now the decision has been made. It has pretty much put an end to any chance of peace talks, and has really neglected the two-state solution, which is the internationally recognized solution to the conflict. Mm-hmm. But
especially speaking of the peace talks, any chance of peace talks with the U.S. Playing the broker role?
Well, I mean, peace talks with the United States at this point is lunacy. They've demonstrated themselves to be nowhere near neutral. I mean, members of the Trump government, like Jared Kushner, is invested in illegal settlements in the West Bank. Mm-hmm. Another thing that has to be noted is that basically what the United States has done is just acknowledge that Israel doesn't abide by international law and that Israel doesn't care about international law. One thing that really needs to be noted is that Israel does not, its law does not align itself with international law. Its interest does not align itself with the interests of the United States or the interests of the international community. Its law is completely opposed to the international law. Its laws permit it to go and destroy Palestinian villages in the West Bank. And even the Israeli government acknowledge the West Bank, the occupied Palestinian territories, as Judea and Samaria. They don't acknowledge it as Palestinian territory. They don't acknowledge it as Palestinian-owned. And the Palestinian Authority, which is there, manages the security for Israel. I mean, it still hasn't stopped managing the security for Israel at this point, which is really questionable of it. And we see the likes of Mahmoud Abbas going to Saudi Arabia now.
Exactly. I was just going to ask about that. How do you assess this trip, I mean, amid this sensitive juncture of time?
I mean, it's like going to somebody that slaps you in the face. I mean, the proposal that was given by Saudi Arabia to the Palestinians should not even be acknowledged, and Saudi Arabia should have been completely boycotted by the Palestinians for this, along with the United States. I mean, Saudi Arabia gave the Palestinian people just as much, if not more, because of them being Muslim and being Arab, a bigger slap in the face than the United States did. I mean, for Saudi Arabia not to condemn this openly and to not openly cut ties with the United States, and to be now moving for its open relations with the state of Israel, the terrorist state of Israel, it's a complete joke. And the fact that Mahmoud Abbas would go to him, I mean, they've cut off communication with the United States, but I see this as just posing. In terms of the Palestinian people as well that I communicate with, they also see this as posing. Mahmoud Abbas is not a representative of the Palestinian people. He obviously doesn't represent their interests going to Saudi Arabia. The people are out on the streets burning pictures of the Saudi royalty.
Mm-hmm. And as we speak, Robert, we have live images from Qalandia checkpoint in Palestinian-occupied territories. We see smoke going up. A short while ago, we heard bullets being fired, rubber bullets at Palestinians, a lot of tear gas, and most of the Palestinians who get wounded, and they have problems. They have problem breathing because of tear gas inhalation that are reported to be even toxic, the ones that you have been using recently. And we also got breaking news that one Palestinian rescue worker in the middle of offering some help. Well, he sustained serious injury in the head in the same Kalandia checkpoint from which we are showing live images to our global viewers. Now, there's another point, and that is the distortion of historical facts that has been taking place by Israel and some others. I mean, how can the international community and international organizations just sit idle and say nothing against it, just give it lip service?
Well, of course, they give it lip service. These people are adamant Zionists themselves. I mean, anybody that's not vowing to back Palestinian resistance at this time, that is not standing with the Palestinian people at this time, doesn't acknowledge international law and does not acknowledge the Palestinian people's right to exist under international law. It doesn't back the Palestinian people and is no friend of them. I mean, you cannot even begin to try and pose as if you are somehow a neutral broker or somehow a protector of Jerusalem, or in any way looking for peace in the region and not completely on Israel's side, unless you condemn this. This is an outrageous call and was pretty much a declaration of war. It was a slap in the face to the Muslim world, a slap in the face to the Arab world, and an attack on Palestinian identity. And anybody that can't understand why the Palestinian people are in the street right now and is not showing solidarity with them is just not understanding the issue. I mean, these people that pose as these neutral politicians around the world are taking money from Israel, the Israel lobby. They're taking money from organizations that are Zionist. They are completely bought out. They are completely paid for. And the Palestinian people have had their backs turned on, basically, with this decision. And you know that Trump could not possibly have pulled this move without going to Arab states,
right?
And going to the international community and asking it. Of course, these states that come out and condemn it are going to come out and openly say, yes, we condemn this move. But they understood what was going to happen. They were well aware of it.
Well, after this recent declaration by Trump regarding accord of recognition to Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel, how can you draw a comparison between the repercussions of this decision compared to the previous developments regarding Palestinians in terms of the support that Palestinians have received this time?
Well, the Palestinian people as always are receiving support on the ground from the civilian population around the world. We're seeing mass rallies all over the world. We're seeing mass rallies throughout the Arab world.
Do you find it to be different from the other times?
From the other times in regard to the wars or which in particular issue?
The different developments regarding Palestinians. I mean, it looks like that the world people are maybe this is being more obvious. I mean, the Palestinian cause, and looks like that more officials, more people, and from around the world are taking heed of the Palestinian cause. Isn't that right?
Definitely. And first, some people are taking heed because they understand that this could result in perhaps violence towards Israel, and perhaps the beginning of the end for the state of Israel if it turns the wrong way. Others are obviously condemning it because it's against international law. It's very blatant now that the United States stands on the side of Israel, on the side of the oppressor, and it's not a neutral broker. We're seeing people come out all over the world and condemn this because this is the end of a two-state solution, which was the international consensus on the issue.
Okay, Robert, we have to stop it there. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Robert Enlakish, political commentator, joining me from Leicester.